Good evening, everyone. This is May the 28th, 2025. This is your Creator Call, and we're so pleased you could join us. And we like to start all our calls with our grounding exercise, and if Lois, you'd be so kind to lead us through
that. I will.
And let us begin.
And if everyone can take a few swallows of water, you will be having your eyes closed for this, so you should not be operating a vehicle. No TV on. Be in a nice, quiet, relaxing location, sitting or lying down, whichever is most comfortable for you. And we will begin with the cross crawl, which is the correction for a reversal. And to do this, take your right elbow and touch or go toward your left knee, then take your left elbow and touch or go toward your right knee. We'll do each of those two more times, right to left, left to right to left, and left to right. And that is the correction for a reversal. Next, we will be doing a grounding exercise. And for this, I do suggest that you close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Mother Earth with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Mother Earth is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Take a deep breath in through your nose all the way to your heart space. And as you exhale, send light and love to Creator with heartfelt appreciation, gratitude, and thankfulness. Now accept the light and love Creator is sending to you. Take a deep breath in through your nose, all the way to your heart space. And let that breath out slowly through tight lips. Tom, I turn the call back to you.
Okay, thank you, Alice. And we're going to start our call with a few minutes of silence here as you get comfortable with Creator and your blessings, and then I'll be with you here and we'll get you an update on a number of things. So just be in a receptive mode, be open, be heart-centered, and here is Creator. Okay, hopefully you've connected to some deep important issues that need some resolution. That is our plan here for tonight when Creator is present, as he is on all our calls, by the way. But these are special calls where you've opened your heart to resolve some internal conflicts that are making your life unpleasant. Of late, I've been observing a correlation here, actually for some time, between the work we've been doing for 8 years, in particular in recent times, and the outer world is responding. We're seeing a shift from a liberal mindset, which made no sense to most people who have a, we'll just say a balanced brain and an open heart, and it was all about bashing Trump. But what has Trump done here in the last number of months is phenomenal. The economy is up, the investments are up, stock market's up, jobs are up, and we're just getting started. So his plan is obviously underway and working. And we've got wars going on, or whatever you want to call them, conflicts. Yemen, for example, opened fire on some cargo ships, and the U.S. Navy came forward and put an end to that and took out one after another of their bunker blasters. In other words, they have, probably the last couple of decades, dug deep here and thought they could protect their missile launch sites with layers and layers of concrete, many feet thick. And when they want to shoot, they open up the doors and raise up their rockets and fire away, then quickly go and hide. The idea for them, of course, is they won't be found. Well, technology has caught up with that. And indeed, the tracking systems can detect the spot where that launch was made, even if they've closed the doors. And here come the B-2 bombers and the bunker busters, and kaboom, they blast open many, many feet of concrete and then explode, taking out the entire site. And they've done this to the tune of about 80% of all of their many, many underground bunkers, and called finally for some peace. They said they'll stop shooting at the ships if you stop bombing us. And Trump agreed. But here's that example as what what is going on behind the scenes that we've been doing. It's very similar. We have a war going on with the real enemy, the dark ones, the invisible enemy that really has penetrated the minds of those who are doing these crazy deeds. And if it's Iran or the Houthis or Palestine and their efforts and wherever, there may be conflict on the planet. Or New York City with a crazy policy of allowing everybody to come in unvetted, and they wonder why the crime is going off the roof or through the roof. And then when they catch someone, they get a slap on the wrist and sent back into society. Oh, we have to give these persons a fair chance. You know, we brought them in, put them up in a 4-star hotel, fed them, gave them a debit card, what have you, and in many cases, a social security number. These are criminals. They're being treated better than our homeless. And New York's just one example. There's many of these around the country. But when you say you're a sanctuary city, what you're really saying is I'm operating outside the law, harboring and abetting criminals. Is in fact anybody crossing our border illegally is a criminal. Most of them, however, sadly, have also their own criminal records of deeds they've done. So these folks, mayors, the governors of these states, could be and should be arrested and put an end to all sanctuary cities. And I believe there is a plan underway to do just that with the DOJ and we'll see who all gets involved in this. And it's going to be a political uproar. But the Dems have turned from hating Trump, and now that he is scoring victories after victory, it's very hard for them to come up with a plausible explanation for why they hate Trump. So now they just seem to be hating anything that is truthful. And seem to embrace the illegals for some reason. Because the reason I'm the only one I can think of and it's been touted is they likely would vote Democrat. They get a free lunch, they got a free pass to come into our country, and we take good care of them, for a while at least. And the idea is, well, who did that? That was the Democrats, of course. So the only way they seem to think they can win votes is bringing in illegals. And Biden was very adamant about it. Actually, Biden did very little of thinking of his own. Obama had his hand up his back and was running the puppet. And the puppet actually couldn't even stand up anymore as his mind went south. So we got some very destructive people doing destructive things to our country. Let's take Obama, for example. Born in Kenya, not Hawaii. That was all faked. That makes him illegal to be a presidential candidate or president. Well, if that's illegal, then all the years he was there, the 8 years, and all the actions he took and executive orders he signed and whatever bill he signed off on, would become null and void. I think the day will come where that will be exposed. So Obamacare would go away, and all these crazy executive orders, and many of which Trump has already eradicated, but they would become null and void. And then during the Biden time, when he had no conscious awareness of anything going on, all his executive orders were, I forget the term, but they were basically copied by a device that will take a real signature and produce an exact copy of it. And no two signatures ever are exactly the same. They, if you match them up, they would be a little different here and a little different there. Well, these are exact. So obviously they were done in an improper way. So whatever Biden had done, again, was illegal. That includes the pardons that he did on his last days. And the massive loans given out illegally to who knows who. They had no, it was a business, supposed to be a business loan or grant, yet they provided no plan. You know, here's what the money's for, here's how I'm going to operate it, a business plan. none of that existed, yet billions and billions of dollars were provided to, no doubt, Biden or Obama supporters. Just like Congress, when they vote for sending money to a third world country to help them with DEI training, and that's exactly what some of them have done. Do you think any of that money actually got there? There may have been a drop point in that country to accept the funds, but they never got to the project. And there was dozens and dozens, maybe hundreds of these. So where did the money go? No doubt back to the people who voted for them. That's imprisonment time for all of those people. And we see it in the DOGE processes throughout the government. Monies to the billions have been released, and the public is thinking that the name of it sounds supportive and a good thing, but in fact, either a small percentage or none of it gets to the cause that was intended, or supposedly intended. So we've got cheating going on, we've got wars going on, fighting going on, missiles flying. Now let's take an under the cover look here and find out what is going on in Lois and my world that we see. And these are the dark elements that actually precipitate every one of those things we just mentioned. Humanity is evil, is not evil inherently. Humanity and humans are not bad. They've learned things, but when they learn bad things and then add to it or amplify what they've learned, where did the teachers get their information about stealing, about corruption, about murder? Well, that was infused by darkness. Darkness is an invisible force, just like gravity. It's there working all the time, but you don't see it. You see the effects of it, but you don't see it, just like electricity. Does a lot of wonderful things, doesn't it? But has anyone ever seen electricity? We put a scope on the line, we see, you know, an image that's a representation of it, but it's not the actual electricity. How about your cell phone? You text a message to your friend, and when you hit send, do you ever see that message floating through the air? Of course not. So there's many things that are invisible in our current lives, but they're all invisible along darkness. So we have a world of duality, light and dark, side by side. In fact, it was, as you recall, our entire paradigm was copied. The 200th that Creator had planned was copied by the dark that came to existence, or came forward, let's just say, as the shadow behind Creator, and created a whole mess of things here, including a copy of this intended paradigm, and took over every aspect of it, and exchanged who had been a god with money. So money is the god of darkness. In fact, the term God itself that we've been taught by the dark, indirectly through religions or through politics, whatever, that god was put there by the dark. It was a dark god. So when you're praying all our lives, we've been praying to our god, well, sorry to say, for 13,000 years, you've been praying to a dark representation of God. Now, in recent times, within the last year, that God has been substituted for a positive God. Again, not creator, but a positive God that at least you're getting some positive vibrations back, as opposed to what we spent our life believing was the real deal. It also helps us explain, well, how is this world so crazy? Why do we have such evil going on and also goodness at the same time? Different people, different situations, but a glaring contrast. Well, if you're dark, the dark ones who took over this game and set the rules their way, if you're going to have a game, let's say it's football or whatever it would be, you need two teams. We'll call them the dark ones and the white ones. The dark aren't going to fight their own kind, and the light aren't going to fight anybody, but they'll defend themselves in the best way they know how. So that's why the dark have allowed some light beings to be there, so they have folks they can mess with. We have the Democrats, who they've been consumed by darkness, and the Republicans, by and large, are light. So there's your two teams. And we see that throughout life, everywhere. And we have this competition, don't we? We have a job opening, and there might be 1,000 candidates for it. So we have one winner and 999 losers. And that's what the dark love to see. A lot of pain and struggle. And that, again, is the system has been infused into the minds and hearts of, well, actually probably not the hearts, because they've closed the hearts of most of humanity. So we're functioning out of ego. Now, ego doesn't care if it's right or wrong or good or bad. It's what is in the moment makes me feel good. And if stealing something makes me feel good because I can feed my family or buy my drugs or whatever your motive is, your conscience or your ego, in this case, doesn't care. It doesn't judge. If it feels good, do it. It's kind of the ego's message. But when you're heart-centered, you have a conscience, and then you tap into that and say, well, hold on, harming somebody is not a good thing. I may profit momentarily, but it's just not the way to do things. There's a way to give and receive in ethical ways. And the light message is to pursue those goals and objectives. But we have, and everyone, there's no exceptions on the planet, has been invaded by darkness, a little or a lot. So what I do with Lois or on my own during the days and nights is I, one, defend myself when I'm attacked, which is often, I mean, every day, every part of the day. And especially like to attack at night when you're just about to try to sleep. You're vulnerable and you're open to being attacked. So I take care of business, and but more recently here, we've gone on the offensive. You can play defense just so long, just like with the Yemen situation in Iran, but if they don't capitulate to ending their nuclear program, there will be an offensive action taken. And the U.S. Navy has, and Air Force has demonstrated that very clearly, how easy it is for us to wipe out all of their bunkers and defenses and what have you. So Trump calls that power through strength, or negotiating through strength. You've got something here that is looming that could be very harmful to the other person if they don't agree to the terms of whatever's being negotiated. It gives you leverage. And Trump is very good at that. In the case of tariffs, it's the leverage as well. You've been selling your cars here for decades and don't take ours. Or if you do, there's so many tariffs on them or other conditions that they're virtually unsaleable. So here's the deal. We're not going to take your cars anymore. Or we will, but we'll take them at this particular tariff. And nobody's going to want to buy that car. It's too expensive. Unless you decide to take our cars without the restrictions, without the tariffs, or move your plants, production plants, to the U.S. Build here, create them here with the U.S. workers, and now you have no tariffs. So that proposition has brought forth literally trillions of dollars of investments from various countries who have immediately made commitments to build their facilities here. So that's a very powerful and clever way to negotiate. However, in the underworld, the dark world we play in, there's no negotiating. They don't negotiate. They have no conscience. They have no heart. They're just pure evil. And they attack indiscriminately. They all attack anyone, in my case, that is important to me. They've attacked my home countless times. Myself, of course, my wife, my kids, my computers, and so forth. So the gloves have come off with our respect to darkness. I've been off for actually quite a while. We go after them at higher and higher levels, meaning, are you just a minion? We can take you out, but who brought you here? We start asking better questions, and here's a group. Maybe another group, another layer up. Here's yet another group. So we take out the entire group. And then, but there seems to be countless numbers of them, so that too has proved to be rather endless, so we went a little higher yet. And took out the power source. Everything operates on energy. The light, the dark, everything. Nothing exists without energy. And the only source of energy is Creator. Pure pure light and love. So am I saying that Creator is supporting darkness? Well, not intentionally, but deceptively, the dark have found ways to tap into Creator's energy, convert it to dark, and then pass it along to their nasties and their minions beneath them, who then do the dirty work. So we've taken out many of their sources, in fact, most of their sources of energy that's feeding them. Now, these aren't sitting out in the open, you know, just visibly for us. We do all our work intuitively, using our third eye. Our visible eyes do not help us. So we have to find them. And that's quite a challenge. And Lois is very good at this and has found many things that have been very, very helpful, as I do day and night as well. The key then is, well, how do you get rid of them? And I've been blessed from Creator by providing tools, starting 8 years ago, they were pretty basic tools. They've been enhanced again and again as we learn more and more of what is coming at us, so we can resolve any and all issues that are thrown at us. Now, if you think about David and Goliath here, David had but one stone and one Goliath to deal with, and did quite well. But what if you had that same situation, you were David, and there were a centillion Goliaths and a centillion, and they all took on different forms and shapes and were hidden? Now, it seems like a rather unfair fight, doesn't it? That's where we've been for 8 years. But as we grow and understand the network that was set up, the hierarchy, and where it all began, we went higher and higher back to the roots, taking on bigger and bigger chunks of what the dark have precipitated. So we are shooting the cruise missiles and the bunker busters now to knock out these folks. So we are at war full head on with all of the darkness, as they are doing the same, blasting me. They got me big time, as you recall, just before Christmas. Still haven't fully recovered from that. I'm improving every day, but they threw everything they had. I mean, everything they had at me. And then there was another attack a couple weeks back, and most of that was deflected and taken care of early on. So these are their dying days, and we are down to, you know, the rogues that are left over. We've taken out the main power sources of that fed the masses of these. And this day in particular, we have another tool that we used. Everybody has a mission. You came here with a mission. I came here with a mission. My mission, you know, was eventually to discover I'm here to end darkness, to find them and then destroy them. Now, it took me up until 8 years ago to discover that. At the same time, I discovered a link to all the layers of darkness with Creator. The first time that has occurred in 13,000 years by anyone. So that was a very powerful step forward, and Creator again has monitored what we're doing, and when we run into a big challenge and we need a stronger tool, it's provided. Not often, because we've been very effective with the tools we have. The key is to find them. If we can find them, we can destroy them, just as in any war. If you can find the bunker, we have the tools to destroy them on the surface game. Well, the same thing is true in the under invisible game. If we can find them, we can destroy them, but are we getting them all? So another tool we used today was back to the mission. Each of you has a positive mission for being here, whatever it may be. Maybe it's just to be a great father or mother, which is honorable. We certainly respect it and need that. Others have maybe political missions or truth missions, as you folks have, to discover truth and share it and try to wake up the population. But the dark have missions too. Right down to the lowest level minions, they all have a mission. And it's quite similar. Destroy anything that is of light or anything that is going to harm them. But they're also vulnerable to a message that says self-destruct. Replace your mission with a self-destruct mission. And when done in a particular way, it's accepted by these dark beings. And they do self-destruct. And about 70% of them that were left are gone just from that act alone. Let's just say, deeply hidden. So they didn't either get the message or somehow had the tenacity to ignore it. I'm not sure what the case was. So we're going after that group now. Now this is just, you know, one day's work here, but we've had huge days for probably the last year in particular. But big days always, right from the beginning. And the key was to find out where darkness came from. Just shooting at their minions and knocking them out, it's like shooting drones that keep coming endlessly. Well, you can knock them out, these drones, with different weapons. But where's the source? You know, where are they being created, generated, produced, and launched from? That is where we need to go, isn't it, to take it out. And then even higher up, who's given the order for all of these things to be done? So now we go up another notch, and sometimes several notches, to find out, you know, who's the kingpin, if you will, behind this or that event. Or maybe it's missiles are being fired, same thing. So in our world, where are these coming from? Who's issuing the orders? And we have to search and find them. And they have ways to hide. Lois has discovered about 30, at least 30 different ways they can hide or return if you take them out. They can come back and regenerate themselves. And we've learned this, and then we've learned how to stop that and end that as well. So that's part of our procedure now. I was using Arnold Schwarzenegger in one of his movies, and the link when I did a search and someone had sent me was not the link I was thinking of. It was a different movie. And the line was similar, but it wasn't quite the one I had intended. But he was a warrior and fighting the battle on the field and was walking through the field and found dead bodies everywhere, and one of them was moving his hand toward a weapon. And Schwarzenegger looked at him and shot him again and said, "Stay dead." And that scene I haven't found yet by my internet searching, but that is very similar to what we are doing here. We've got you. We put you away. Now stay dead was a follow-up process we need to do and do, so they could never come back. Or we're just simply repeating, you know, the war again and again forever. So we've learned a lot over the years. One, to find them. One, all the ways to take them out permanently. And ultimately cutting off their power. They will, well, we found even the major power sources that were created right at the beginning, 13,000 years ago, taking those out didn't do it. It took out a huge chunk. But they found ways to survive. And they found ways to produce generators individually that tap into creator's energy, reverse the energy to dark, and support them, and support their whole download scheme. And then others, I find something internally they can flip. Just creator's light, that just blessing everybody every day, taking that and flipping it to dark, and again, supporting themselves and their downstream. that makes it kind of hard because there's not a central point anymore. There's a lot of independents out there. So how do you find them? That's why we did the process today for the self for the self-destruct. And that was effective, again, to about 70%. And we're working on the remaining 30, and maybe there's more. We'll see. But we are in a war with the dark under the covers, just like we are seeing it on the surface. It might be thugs in Chicago doing the break, you know, snatch and grab kind of an operation, or stealing purses, or it might be shootings, which are common on a daily basis, or gangs. And that's all represented by the darkness again. So it's what we see on the surface is simply a reflection of what's going on underneath. The dark have invaded certain people, and they are doing, well, doing hellish work. And those who then join with them are invaded as well, so they become infused and manipulated again by darkness, like your MS-13 gangs. They get indoctrinated that being dark or accepting darkness and the evil it represents is power. Many politicians go down that route. They see that engaging with darkness allows them to have a great power, and they can take out their enemies. Well, like Hillary, you know, or Killary. So if there's somebody who's in, like JFK Jr., and she was running for a Senate seat against him, he disappeared. He was on a flight back to his home, I guess it was, and his twin engine. And things just, poof, went off the radar. And my discovery of all that was that a bomb was put into the plane with an altimeter setting, such that when it reached a certain altimeter and then was coming down and reached that particular altitude, it would ignite the bomb. Indeed, that's, I believe, what happened. So that's one way to move ahead politically, isn't it? Kill off your opponent. Sometimes it's not with a death, but other ways, scandals, fake news, whatever it be. There's all kinds of ways to discredit people. It's like the Russia, Russia, Russia some time back, right? Everything was about Russia. Now, Putin in Russia, Putin's actually of the light. He's a good guy. Now, we might start to question what's going on in Ukraine, but on that matter, the key point, what started all that, has never been revealed in the public way. Zelensky, who's dark, is a very evil person, a dictator. And the people of Ukraine were not too happy with him and his policies. So those that happened to border Russia took a vote internally of their own, each of those areas, and they said, we would rather join Russia than be part of Ukraine. And there was a number of those who did that, and Russia welcomed them. Zelensky, discovering this, brought in the troops and started warring with these areas. So then Russia, to defend them, since they're now part of Russia, came forward with his troops. So it wasn't Russia doing anything bad at all. It was just simply trying to defend these people who voluntarily chose to join Russia. Now, how do you end this conflict? You get Ukraine, which is NATO's, part of NATO. Russia is not. Another concern that Putin has, he's asked for a membership in NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and was denied, thinking he was a bad guy, and the old USSR was a bad guy. But no longer. Russia is a good place. And Putin's doing his best to survive. He's surrounded by all these NATO countries, so if he's now at war with one of them, of course the others are there to support Ukraine. And they do it by providing him weapons or money to buy weapons. And even the U.S. has done that. So we're actually fighting Russia unknowingly or unwillingly or knowingly, whichever the case is. And they're simply defending the people who chose freedom over tyranny. So if that information would come out, it would put a different light and spin on that whole story, wouldn't it? And Zelensky needs to go. I mean, the people of their government need to yank him out of there, throw him in prison, and have a fair election. Once these fighting stopped, or started rather, Zelensky ended all elections. So he's totally now a dictator of Ukraine and a very disturbed individual. And is demanding from his NATO allies support. But one by one, they're pulling back their support, seeing that this is not a way to end the war, it's by continuing feeding it. Now, Zelensky sent off a whole lot of drones to take out Putin's, went beyond the border of Ukraine into Russia, and attack the helicopter that takes Putin from here to there. Now, they were defended, and all those were taken out, but Zelensky responded rather aggressively, understandably, and gave his military free rein to fire upon any targets they felt were appropriate, and some civilians were killed in the process. And that's unfortunate. And we saw the same thing in Israel when a missile got through their defenses. And they responded aggressively, too aggressively. The one missile didn't really do a lot of harm. But the response took out, 70% of the port receiving docks, receiving and sending. And that was pretty aggressive. That's what turned Trump against Israel, at least put him on ice right now. And she said, you're trying to start a war. Granted, what happened was bad, and the same thing with Putin. How do you respond to an aggressive attack? In the case of Yemen, the U.S. has responded by taking out the specific sites, not bombing cities indiscriminately, and taking out sites that are supporting them, their missile centers and so forth. So there's a fine line between, you know, knee-jerk reaction and, let's just say, a diplomatic one. And Trump is the master of the diplomatic one. Negotiation from a position of power. They don't even have to use it, just have it present there. And demonstrate with Yemen how quickly the U.S. could take out all of their sites that they thought were impervious. And those same types of sites are in Iran and could be taken out in a similar manner, including their nuclear facility. And it sounds like this discussion we're having is about war. Well, when you're being fired upon, what do you have to do? You have to defend yourself, don't you? If you have a Pearl Harbor bombed, for example, you have to make a decision. What do I do? You know, and that was our entry into World War II. By the way, half of the deaths from Pearl Harbor all happened on one ship, the Arizona. One of their bombs, somehow, luckily, I guess from their standpoint, found a pathway to the ammunition within the Arizona, and it exploded. So it was really the internal explosion from the munitions that took the ship down. In fact, half of all the deaths at Pearl Harbor came from just that one ship. And Arizona still lays at the seabed underwater as a reminder. And I've been there, and you can take a boat over and see it through the waters. And as a reminder of that event. So wars have, in a world of duality, been a common thing, haven't they? And to bring us back to light, we want to end wars, but how do you end wars when the undercurrent continually aggravates people to become warlike? The Irans, the Palestinians, the whoevers of the world, in the Middle East or wherever it would be. If there's a presence and a threat and actual reality of harm that can be done, one needs to have a defense. And so we've continued this game for 13,000 years of, in fact, our whole history is based on, well, this war happened and that war happened, this war happened, and it's all based on wars, isn't it? And then in between those, we have a little time of peace. World War II, the war to end all wars, was the thought. Then we had Korea, Vietnam, and Middle East, and so on. So that didn't work, and the reason it didn't work was because you can take out nasty people, but you haven't addressed the real issue, and that's the underlying darkness. If you kill off or imprison a particular dark leader, the darkness simply finds a new home in the new leader. And some are more receptive and some less receptive of those dark influences, but they also invade the second-tier military and political people in those countries. And we have what we see today. So the only way to end this whole thing is to end the underlying darkness. Because the upper world is simply a mirror reflecting the disturbances going on underneath. In the dark, I've had control of this paradigm for 13,000 years, and there's no way they're going to just give it up. If there's a trait that you could admire about the dark, it would be they They never quit. Sadly. So there is a war going on, and a war I've been in for, well, my entire life, but in particular these last 8 years. I say my entire life, just like your lives. You've had influences, hurtful things happen, car accidents, divorces, theft, all kinds of things have happened to each and every one of us, health-wise. And that's darkness. Every disease is darkness that has invaded that organ, gland, or joint system of the body and makes it dysfunctional. If it attacks the joints, we call it arthritis. If it attacks the pancreas, we call it diabetes. If we see them attacking the heart, well, it's heart disease or heart attack. Or the brain, dementia, etc. So every disease, we have these fancy names we give diseases, but that's all bogus. Every disease, every ailment, every pain, every struggle that we go through is simply the infusion of darkness in that individual. Now, that's a big leap for the drug industry, who is very profitable and makes money by selling pricey drugs. And they love cancer patients because they can milk the system, the insurance companies, for tens of thousands of dollars for each cancer patient. And they presume, well, we've got these nasty cancer cells, let's blast them. Let's use the military approach. Let's blast them, and so we'll find some chemicals. Actually, Agent Orange, which was first used in Vietnam to defoliate areas so you could see the enemy. A few tweaks of it became chemotherapy, infused in our children, our adults, with cancers, saying, well, we need to kill these cancer cells because the body doesn't seem to know how. So you're putting poisons in a poisonous body. How is that a good thing? When you look at cancer as an example, you find cells are replicating unstoppably, it seems, and creating tumors. That's one of the symptoms. Well, the body has functions built in to take care of cells as they die. We call them viruses. Viruses only exist inside of our bodies. They do not appear externally, like the Zika virus or COVID or any of the others. That's all made up nonsense. So viruses are very friendly and necessary. When a cell dies, they, like little Pac-Man, munch it up and put the remains into our elimination system, and a new cell is born. And that's the progress that we go through daily. However, let's say you put chemicals in that body from poisonous type foods or harmful foods, or maybe you're taking prescriptions, drugs, and those drugs will have a harmful effect on the body's ability to produce and activate its viruses to take care of this cell growth. So we have runaway cells. Now, because of the toxins already in the body and the results, we call it cancer, they toss in more poisons. And that's the model. It's much like the military. Let's just keep bombing it until we bomb them to submission. But you're also hurting the patient, aren't you? And in many cases, killing the patient. But it's very profitable, and so the dark elements of the drug industries and others, the medical society, say, well, so it is. They'll leave their heart, go to their ego and say, turn their back on the heart story and listen to their ego. Well, hey, it buys me a new home, a new car, whatever, so I'll continue to do it. It's a good thing. And turn a blind eye to natural ways of healing, detoxifying, removing these toxins from your body. Now, RFK Jr. is on a mission to eradicate a lot of these poisons that have been put in us, starting with food dyes, kind of a small little incidental thing, but that's a start. He didn't want to start going for the jugular day one, or he'd probably have a hit put on him, and there'd be no more RFK. So he's doing it incrementally and exposing at the same time to the public, well, here's what you've been doing. Here's what you've been doing to solve these problems, and it is not productive or not helpful. So I'm sure he's got protections as well, RFK that is, for his life. But when you take on a giant that has dominated their industry for many, many, many years, creating the FDA that is takes bribes and looks the other way when drugs are approved, well, only 20% of the people died or had lifelong challenges from this or that drug. Here's a bag of money. Look the other way and let's get this one passed. And that's how the FDA was originated by, was it Rockefeller, I believe it was, who said, well, we need to get some way to support us with these poisons. Because if the truth came out about them, that's not going to be very favorable. But if we have an agency of a government saying it's okay, well, then people will take the poisons, just like they took the COVID. They sold the story how awful this COVID virus, which never existed, the CDC, when FOIA was done on it, asked, well, have you identified this COVID virus? And they said, no. But we think it looks like this or that. There's science for you, right? We think. We took a guess. And the original COVID jab was created by our military defense, the chemical division. One is supposed to learn about an enemy doing something to us, so we need a way to defend ourselves. And at the same time, we had to learn what nasties could do to our bodies. And so they actually had created the formula for the COVID jab, which knocked out the immune system, created all kinds of problems, instant death, long-term problems. And somebody within that organization sold that formula to the drug companies, who then ran with it and got the media behind them and had some film clips of people dropping over dead, all faked, creating fear. Now, something that's untested, which it was, which often will take years, they said, well, we don't have time for that, so we'll have to push it through, but only as a last resort. So if we've tried every other means known to take care of people with whatever we're calling this thing, and they fail, then they have the option, their choice, an option if they wish, to try this experimental thing called the COVID shot. the jab. So it went from that, within a few months, employers demanding you get this jab or you're fired because you're going to be contaminating the rest of us. Well, if the rest of you had your jab, why are you fearful? You are supposedly protected, and the unjabs have no influence on you. But they didn't see it that way, did they? Even the military booted people out. Businesses booted people out if they didn't take the poison. So it shows you how propaganda works. How it went from that original version to you need to have it right now. As a preventive, yet it's untested. In fact, it is what is killing them. It's the jab itself. The virus doesn't exist. So what a con that was played by Fauci and Bill Gates on one end of it, the drug companies on the other, the doctors who refused to even read the ingredients. There's a when the drug comes to them, there's a little container, a box that comes in, and there's an insert, and the insert gives all the warnings of what this product could produce. And there's probably 20, 30 or more diseases, ailments, stroke, paralysis, and on it goes. They refuse to either read it, because they're under great pressure. If you don't, you might be kicked out of the AMA by their peers. So you kind of turn a blind eye to the truth. And simply do what you're told. Same thing with the Nazis in World War II. They're told to indiscriminately just kill, randomly, people. Because they're evil or they're whatever, right? They did this, they did that, they make up stories. And so it was justifiable to do the horrible things that the Nazis did. Fast forward till today and we have the same thing. Do what we tell you to do, or you will lose your position, you will lose your funding, you will lose your job, whatever. So we leave the heart, which is our truth center, and we put the ego and say, okay, that makes sense. I'll just call the rest of this conspiracy theory. So while we're so vulnerable to this and all these ploys that we've seen, is the darkness at work. It has invaded these key people who then threaten the others. So we can fault them or we can understand, you know, why they were motivated to do this harm. And yeah, if they're doing harm to you, you betcha you're going to, you know, scream and holler. If they're trying to poison your body or do whatever or fire you because you don't do this or that. But the real answer to the problem is you're not going to be able to talk them out of their views if you ever tried to speak to somebody who's far left and bring logic and truth into the discussion. They'll respond very strongly and pretty much reject everything you're saying, call you a nutcase or whatever. So you can't talk reason to a dark individual, just like you can't talk Zelensky out of what he's doing. You can't talk Obama out of what he's been doing. By the way, he was the guy who initiated the assassinations for Trump. Actually, there was more than the two. We were aware of two, but the remember Mandalay in Las Vegas and that event. And Trump was there with a Saudi prince of some sort. And all his bullets were flying, supposedly. People dying like crazy. Well, that was a planned event that a stray bullet would have taken out Trump, somehow crashed through a window and taken him out. And it was stopped, averted. And by the way, nobody was killed. Remember, a reporter went to the morgue afterwards and said, well, I want to get a body count of how many people were killed in this event. And the answer came back, sorry, we're closed on a work day. Refused to discuss it. And they had plants in the crowd saying they saw this person die and this all the horrible things, and it was all made up. So that's, again, how you convince people. You can use fear. And that's, again, instituted by darkness into the brains and minds of individuals who can then sway the rest to follow them. Fear is a very strong motivator, isn't it? So we've been conned by the dark from, well, our entire lives. What's presented as the solution to problems is usually the problem itself, or a new problem. Now, it's taken them my lifetime, at least, and many of yours, to see them go from, at least in our country, in the U.S., to go from a negligible influence to a dominant influence. And anything that isn't in their arsenal is labeled a conspiracy theorist, a fraud, or whatever, where in fact they are the frauds. So the dark are clever. They know how to influence and work their darkness into societies. We see like Canada, for example, is coming apart at the seams right now. They went from a dark individual running the show, Trudeau, to a darker one, Carney. And Alberta and Quebec and others now, I think there's four of them, have come full face and said, no way. Ottawa, you guys are screwing us, basically, and unfair. We're going to break away. And that's the direction that's going. So whether King Charles comes and says everything's fine, it doesn't make it fine, does it? So Carney needs to go, just like Zelensky and all the other baddies around the world, because they're so infused with darkness. Once you've gone to the full dark mode, it's almost impossible, and so far we see it impossible, to come back. So you can't talk them out of it, you can't pressure them out of it. They're gone. We see it in a lot of lefties about their, you know, the never Trumpers. Some of them are dark, some are neutral. And there's possibilities there that they could come back to light. And many will continue on to dark. You got out in California, Newsom, and destroying the state every which way you can imagine. He's got to go. In fact, they did a recall, as you may recall, in the last year or so. But who manipulated the count? That was Newsom, of course, or his influence. So there was enough votes to demand he leave. But if you're counting the votes, that's more important than who submits the vote, isn't it? So he should be gone, and they'll have to find a way to get him out. And there's lots of those all over the place. In New York, as a classic, we've got a mayor and a governor who are pro-left and allow crime and basically support the criminals and not their own people that they were supposed to support. So we've got some crazy still going on, and it seems like perhaps things are getting worse. But what is really happening is the darkness is coming to the surface and becoming visible to more and more people who are saying, hey, this is nuts. What are we doing here? We need to take some positive action and listen to Trump and listen to other leaders who are doing some positive things and turn off that major news channel and find the truth and act on it. All right, well, let's take a moment here and just kind of reflect on what Creator has been doing with you. Okay, let's. Creator has completed what what has been needed for each of you. Take a moment and thank Creator in your own personal life for the blessings that you have received. And as you come back to the moment, let's get into our Q&A mode here. So if you have something you'd like to share, something you've learned through the discussion or through the work Creator has done, by all means, raise your hand. We'd like to chat with you. Star 6 and the 1 key main line, star 2 international. So let's check with Lois. What did you get from our session here tonight?
Well, right now I feel very calm and very relaxed. And, you know, even with everything that you said that is going on in the world, there is still good that is starting to shine through more and more and more, which is a very good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the Canadians are fed up with their nonsense they've been given. U.S. More and more are leaning toward the conservative view now versus the left. And so we're seeing a shift there. Trump's popularity is increasing continually.
Well, and on a personal level for me, recently I spent a day running a number of errands, which is not always a fun thing to do. But every place I went, I ran into a staff member that worked there that was very helpful, was not rude, you know, very kind, didn't hover around. You know, sometimes when you're doing a little shopping, you just like to be left alone. And she gave me information when I needed it, left me alone, actually searched around for what I was looking for, and came back with and said, you know, I don't want to bother you, but I have a few more options you might want to consider, and then left me to make my decision. I mean, it went out of her way to do that, and it was not just that one store I had stopped at that happened at the other stores I went to, which was very refreshing. So I'm seeing changes in people that I run into, and these will be people I may never see again. And I find that wonderful to see positive changes in people.
Yeah, when you remove layers and layers and layers, as we've been doing for 8 years, of darkness that influences everyone. Sometimes there's, you know, like entire engulfing energies that encompass the entire planet and affect literally everyone. So when that dissipates, that person rises up in their energy spectrum to a better place. They don't feel the challenges that the darkness had been providing them. And there, of course, there have been hundreds of these types of things. Well, that's an understatement. thousands of them and beyond that we're finding on a daily basis and have been eliminating. But again, once someone's gone dark, they are not able to return back to light. So you have to remove them, like the Zelenskys or the Obamas or whoever's, the Newsoms we mentioned, the leaders around the world who are still in positions to do harm, and the light can't reach them. So there need to be ways to remove them from power, have a fair vote, and bring in folks of the light. So each country in the world will have to find their way to, and one of the simple ways would be to simply examine the elections that put a lot of these people in place, and you'll find they cheated. Ah, rigged election. There's a reason to boot somebody out of their position, isn't it? So that more of that type of thing is being done. So we'll see how the Earth presence handles these situations. But it's unstoppable right now. The light is overwhelming the darkness because it's being eradicated by Lois and my discoveries and then the tools I've been provided by Creator. So we're down to maybe less than 1% left, but some of those are in key positions and still have an influence, unfortunately, and precipitating things like wars and nonsense. But even major media is making a bit of a shift in providing, maybe more on a local basis, but providing some truth. Maybe not as detailed as we would like, but at least they're moving in that direction, and that's a good thing. All right, star 6 and the 1 key, guys, or star 2, if you have something to share, a question. And let me do a quick check here and see if everybody received their blessings from Creator. Okay, gave everybody a another tune-up here so they can fully accept and receive the blessings that Creator has provided. And by the way, since we've been doing Creator calls or the Elite calls, the percentage of Creator's light getting through to the individuals on these calls has increased regularly. and that's something I've been monitoring as well, meaning as layers and layers of darkness are removed, more and more of Creator's light and truth comes through. And that's a good sign. So we're seeing everything is turning toward the light, and it is unstoppable. We'd like to snap our fingers and have it done. I sure would. It gets kind of old. I haven't had a minute off in years to do just something nice and fun, just like many of you. You know, you've got haunting physical problems or emotional or, you know, family issues, whatever it would be. You know, we all have our challenges. And when light takes over, there are no more challenges. There is no more darkness or squabbling or fighting or what have you. And I'm way, way looking forward to that. We are not yet in a position for our new bodies. We're ever closer. We've made some real strides in this past week. So I'm hopeful this will be an event that, for those of you who prepped yourself for it, will get yourself a new body, a limited light body of around 50 years old, if you're beyond 50. And no ailments, strong, vibrant. So that's what keeps my motor running. A lot of things do. You know, obviously I'm here for, like Trump is, you know, for the people, for everyone. And when you could help them, you are being helped as well. And you're finding that true in your lives. When you help others, you are being helped as well. So the giving often brings the receiving as a reward. But just being a goody two-shoes doesn't get anything done either. We have to understand who the real enemy is. It's not these people out there in the world. They may be pawns of the dark, but it's the darkness that needs to be eliminated and is our primary goal. Okay, I don't see any hands up here, so we're going to call it a night. Thank you, Lois, for being here tonight with us. Thank you, Creator, for being here and providing your wonderful blessings to our group. We're so appreciative of that. And final words from Lois.
Make sure to keep yourself grounded, grounding yourself when you wake up in the morning, and at least before you go to bed at night is a good idea. If you feel kind of off during the day, that's a good time to do the cross crawl for correcting a reversal, and it's also a good time for grounding yourself again.
Okay, excellent. Well, thank you all for your presence and your light and love. May you all be blessed. Good night.